Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris Brown, Bills play-by-play man on WGR, will be calling Sunday's game between the Bills and Chiefs. Brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com and Equitable Advisors, thinking about today and planning for tomorrow. Well, Sunday's game is almost here, Chris. It's been circled since the schedule came out. What is the buzz among the Bills about this game?
Well, they're doing what we normally expect them to do, Susan. They are downplaying it. Just another week, just another game to prepare for. They do admit it's the biggest game for them because it's the next game on the schedule. So Sean McDermott has his troops firmly in line in terms of how to publicly treat this game. But to think that going into this, there won't be a little extra juice is kind of foolhardy, I think. This is an easy one for players to get up for sure.
Yeah. Undefeated. I mean, how much does that weigh into the whole equation here of how much this game matters? We were talking to somebody on the Chiefs broadcast a little bit earlier this morning on if that started to be talked about at all amongst the fan base in Kansas City. It definitely adds a little bit of juice for me. What about you, Chris?
Yeah, I would say there's the unbeaten element that is a part of this game, unquestionably. No one has been able to figure out how to beat the Chiefs. And, you know, the Bills are one of their next closest pursuers in terms of overall record. So a lot of people feel that with the remaining schedule that Kansas City has in front of them, this might be one of the last best chances to knock them off. And so to be that team, I would imagine, carries a little bit of value for the Bills. But I think ultimately, you know, they just want to put their best foot forward in terms of performing against this team that has been their playoff nemesis for years, although they've won the last three matchups in the regular season.
Amari Cooper said he's feeling better and more comfortable, thinks he's going to play. How huge would it be to have him back?
Yeah, he sounded rather optimistic yesterday after practice, although he was still just a limited participant. So that would be a nice boost to the passing game for sure. I mean, they played without Keon Coleman and Amari Cooper last week in Indianapolis and found a way to still score 23 points on offense and got help with a defensive touchdown. I think if Cooper's back in the lineup, it makes Buffalo's offense more difficult to defend because there's obviously more that you have to be concerned with. But really, if you look at it the last few weeks, Buffalo's third down conversion rate has been trending up, and they've had a myriad of players contributing third down conversions. Five different players have three conversions each on third down, and we've also seen different players turning in pass plays of 20 yards or more. Last week it was Mac Hollins and Dawson Knox. You know, the week before it was a couple of different guys. So I think the everybody eats mantra that, you know, Joe Brady, the offensive coordinator, has instituted looks like it's paying dividends even when they're shorthanded at the position.
Dalton Kincaid, on the other hand, did not practice yesterday, which is probably not a good sign, right? And how much would that hurt if he's not there?
Yeah, I mean, he's good at working the middle of the field with Khalil Shakir, so he would be a noticeable absence. But again, as Josh Allen said last week, we rock with who we've got. And it's not that they don't miss having guys in the lineup. Certainly they'd rather have Dalton Kincaid playing. But if he doesn't, they just kind of go about their business. They don't treat it as some catastrophic loss. You can't change it, so you might as well just put your best foot forward and play the best game you can. And to this point, the Bills have done a darn good job of that, winning five straight. So not having Kincaid would hurt, but the Bills this season have somehow found a way to overcome these personnel losses week after week.
And James Cook, if you remember against the Chiefs last year, he had a great game. Does he get involved more this week?
Yeah, I mean, I think if Kincaid and Cooper were out, I would say maybe he factors more into the passing game for the Bills. But if Cooper's able to play, that probably mitigates the need to do that to some degree. But who knows what Joe Brady's going to have up his sleeve here. You've got one of the best defensive coordinators in the league in Steve Spagnuolo for the Chiefs, who has given teams fits for years. You have to have a little something extra up your sleeve to throw curveballs at him. So it's going to be a very interesting matching of wits between Joe Brady and Steve Spagnuolo on Sunday.
All right, on the Chiefs side, Harrison Butker, their kicker, is out with a knee injury. I mean, he's been one of the best in the league. He's won a lot of games for Kansas City. How much of an X factor could that be?
Well, if we've got a close game, Susan, it could be a huge factor. I mean, you know, Andy Reid as the head coach, I mean, for time and time and time again, late in games, he's got a very deep line of demarcation as far as how far the offense has to get before they're in range for Butker for a game-winning field goal. We've seen it over and over again, the Chiefs winning close games this year, and you don't have that now. He got hurt in practice yesterday. It's his non-kicking leg, but he's got to have surgery. He's going on injured reserve, and so they pull Spencer Schrader off of the Jets practice squad, who's had to do spot duty kicking. He did it for the Colts early in the season. He's kind of bounced around the league, kicked for the Jets last week because they have an injured kicker. But he's an undrafted rookie free agent, played his college ball at South Florida and Notre Dame, and he was a 68% kicker in college. That's not great. So that's a huge loss in terms of reliability in their kicking game.
The Bills in recent years have had regular season success against the Chiefs, but not in the playoffs. What does that mean for this weekend?
I don't know that it holds a whole lot of significance. I think it's – here's the thing. They've played them seven times in the last 5 years. There really aren't a whole lot of surprises here. And because of that, you know, if it was a team that hadn't played the Chiefs, you know, in 2 or 3 years, it's like, oh, it's the Chiefs, the defending, you know, Super Bowl champions, back-to-back titles, 3 in the last 4 years. You know, a team that's not as familiar with the Chiefs might be a little bit more intimidated. I mean, the Bills know these guys backwards and forwards, and the Chiefs know the Bills. So there's going to be, you know, no surprises here. I just think it's may the best man win, and I think that's how the Bills are going to approach this thing. And, look, I don't think they're looking down the line. Maybe the coaches are to some degree and may keep some things under wraps, knowing you're most likely going to see them in the postseason. I mean, you got an 8-2 team and a 9-0 team. They're both going to the playoffs, and they'll inevitably meet later in the year. So for the coaches, I think there's a little bit more strategy involved. How much do you show them here, knowing you may have some things you want to kind of leave in the vault for January?
All right, the Bills' bye is next week, Chris, after this weekend. I mean, this kind of been overlooked, it seems, because of this Chiefs game. Do you think we could see Matt Milano after the bye?
I think there's a good chance of that because, you know, they activated his practice window this week and they have 21 days to observe him and make the decision of putting him back on the active roster or on season-ending injured reserve. I think the plan is obviously to put him back on the active roster. Well, that 3-week window comes to an end right before the Niners game on December 1st. So my inclination and everything we've heard is things are trending in the right direction. So, yes, I think you could see number 58 back on the field as soon as December 1st.
All right. Finally, Chris, high-scoring or low-scoring affair?
Yeah. They've been low-scoring in the regular season in recent years, right? Last year's game goes 20-17. I think the one before that was low-scoring as well. So, I mean, you have an offense in the Chiefs that's struggling to score points. You've got a very good Kansas City defense, two defenses that are in the top 10 in points allowed. I think we're looking in the low 20s here, nip and tuck game.
All right, Chris, we'll be listening on Sunday. Enjoy the weekend.
All right, you too. Enjoy the game.
Chris Brown, Bills play-by-play man on WGR. He, with Eric Wood, will be calling Sunday's game between the Bills and Chiefs at 4:30.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.